אקשן. ערב שבת שלום, פרשת פינחס. Of the many things that we can talk about in this week's parasha, you know, parashat Pinchas is one of those parashiyot that really starts from last week's parasha. Today is just this, the beginning of this week's parasha is only a recap of what happened in last week's parasha. Now, one of the very first rashis in this week's parasha talks about, in general, when people are mentioned in the Torah, so they're mentioned by their name and their father's name. Ploni ben Ploni. All of a sudden by Pinchas, if I'm Pinchas, right, by Davar Adonai Moshe Lemur. Pinchas, ben El Azar, ben Aaron HaKohen, Eshiv et Hamati. Yeah? Why does it go all the way back to his grandfather? Pinchas, ben El Azar, ben Aaron HaKohen. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Says, here we go. Pinchas, Yichesu HaKatov LeAharon, Lefi Shehayu HaShvatim Mevazin Oto. הראיתם בן פוטי זה שפיתם אבי אמו עגלים לעבודה זרה והרג נשים ישראל. Which means that the reason why the Torah felt it necessary to go even one generation back to Aaron is because after the fact, after Pinchas had killed Zimri and Cosby for that price, but he killed Nasim Yisrael, so Bnei Shvatim were, you know, deriding him. They were speaking disparagingly of him. So Pinchas was a son of Elazar. Elazar, yeah, Elazar's father was Aaron, but who did Elazar marry? Yitro's daughter. One of Yitro's other daughters, which means he was not only, Elazar was not only a nephew of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was also a brother-in-law. Now, he says, oh, ata lo mitbayesh, he said, chutzpan, he says, your grandfather used to fatten, you know, calves for Avodah Zarah, and you're going to kill Nesi'im people with so much greater yichus than you? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to interject. Hashem, yichvodo ve'atzmo said, no, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, that's his yichus. So, the question is, that was le'achar ha-ma'aseh. Le'achar ha-ma'aseh, we understand why the Torah had to say, v'yad Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. But if you look at the end of last week's parashah, at the end of parashat Balak, the Torah does the same thing before people were deriding him. It says, v'yad Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen, v'yakum mitoch ha'eda, v'yikach romach b'yado. Before the fact, it also says, his father's and his grandfather's name, and he got up and he killed them. Nobody was making fun of him yet. They only made fun of him afterwards. So obviously, there's got to be another reason. Rabotai says the Sichot Musar, legendary. This is a classic of Chaim Shmulevitz. He says, beautiful. He says, the Torah makes mention of his father and his grandfather's Yichus. Why? Aharon HaKohen, the Mishnah says, Hillel Omer, הבו מתלמידיו של אהרון, אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, אוהב את הבריות ומקרבן לתורה. אהרון הכהן was the quintessential peacemaker of Am Yisrael. That's why the Torah says last week's parasha חוקת, ויבכו אותו כל בית ישראל 30 יום. Right? They cried from, they mourned from 30 days because there was not one person in Am Yisrael that wasn't touched by Aharon HaKohen's peacemaking. That's how you bring people close. People might think that the Ma'aseh Pinchas, the zealous act of Pinchas, of the killing and the destruction that he caused, is the antithesis of what his grandfather stood for. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo had to come and say, no, the Ma'aseh Kin'ah, the zealous act that Pinchas went and executed, that was the same Leshem Shamayim, and it brought about the same peace in the world that his grandfather, through love and affection, brought about in the world too. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the prize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachen, Hineni Noten Lo Et Beriti Shalom. That was an act of peacemaking, just like his grandfather, Aaron HaKohen. And you better believe that Pinchas had no less Ahavat Yisrael, Ahavat HaBeriyot, Kvod HaBeriyot in his grandfather. And yet, the time, that specific situation called for drastic times, called for drastic measures. He says, what was this midah of seeking peace or of pursuing peace that Aharon HaKohen had? You know, in this Mishnah, the Hillel Omer, Heve mitalmidav shel Aharon, Ohev shalom verodef shalom. There's a beautiful Pirush HaMishnayot leHarambam. He says something beautiful on this Mishnah. This is huge. Everybody knows the Midrash. The Midrash is, yeah, he would see people fighting, and he would go to one, and he said, you know, I really spoke to him, and he really wants to make up, he'd go to the other one, and then everybody would get together, and they would kiss and make up, and Shalom and Yisrael. The Rambam has a little bit of a different take on this Mishnah. It says like this. It says the Rambam, Amru, She'aharon alav shalom, K'shaya margish be'adam she'tocho ra' Hayam matchil lo l'shalom. Aharon HaKohen would spot, he would kind of pinpoint the Rishayim. He would look for bad people. Rishayim, people who did Averot, people who had bad Midot, and Aharon HaKohen would befriend them. Hayam matchil lo l'shalom. And Aharon HaKohen, G'dol Ador, Nevi Hashem, Mashiach Hashem, start schmoozing. Didn't say he would speak with Divrei Torah. It's very hard to start speaking Divrei Torah to Rishayim. So what do you think he was speaking to them about? Schmoozing. How are you? As your wife, how the kids, like the weather, stam shmuzin with Rishayim. Kach omer Rambam. V'haya mit'ahev elav, v'haya marbe lesaper imo, v'haya ha'ish ha'o mitbayesh benafsho, v'omer, oy li, ilu haya yodea haron tzfon libi, v'roa mif'ali, lo haya matir la'atzmo l'istakel alai kol shekin shidaber imi. The person would start thinking, why in the world is the G'dol Ador shmuzing with me? If you would only know what I do, forget about talking to me, you wouldn't even look in my direction. But the next thought process that this led to was what? V'omnam ani etzlo v'chizkat adam kasher, lekach ani a'amet et devarav v'machashavto, v'yechozer lamutav v'na'asa mitalmidav v'lomdim imenu. The person thought, if Aharon HaKohen thinks, even mistakenly, that I'm a good guy and I'm worth talking to, maybe I really am worth talking to. Maybe there's hope for me. And that's how Aharon would be machzir people b'tshuva. Just by shmoozing. Just by shmoozing. Doesn't even say he gave them food. He sat down to shmooze. How's the family? Just shmoozing. And a person would feel, first he would feel ich, and then he said, you know what? If he's talking to me, must be ish mashu b'fnim. And that's how it would be machzir people in mutav. Ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. Ohev et beriot karavan la Torah. Says the Sichot Musar. You think it's easy for Aharon HaKohen, who's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nevi Hashem, to sit and speak to Rishayim? The Gemara says, Asur l'istakel b'fnei Rasha. You're not even allowed to look at a Rasha. So how much more so to talk to them? You think it was easy? You think it was pleasant for Aharon HaKohen to schmooze with Rishayim? Believe me, there's nothing more than Aharon HaKohen would want to do than be in Beit HaMikdash, bring korbanot, sit and schmooze with tzaddikim. What's he been wasting his time with these guys? His ahavat beriot trumped his discomfort of having to fabrang, of having to hang out with such people, because he loved his ahavat Yisrael was so strong that overcame his, you know, you better believe if you're a tzaddik, tzaddikim are repulsed to be in the presence of Rishayim. And yet, he did it. We find this by Avraham Avinu as well. We know that when the fight broke out between the shepherds of Avraham Avinu and the shepherds of Lot, it says, he says, okay, leave me. And what happened? Immediately after Lot left the presence of Avraham Avinu, Hashem said, oh, now he starts speaking to him. Says Rashi HaKadosh, the entire time that Lot, the Rasha, was with him, Hashem hadn't spoken to him. Avraham Avinu lost his nevuah because of Lot. However, the Midrash says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ka'as haya le'Avraham Avinu b'sha'a shepiresh ben achi mimenu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chol u'medabek u'lulot ben achi b'no medabek. Hashem got upset at Avraham Avinu. He says, one second, you're mekarev et kol ha'olam. You can't be mekarev Lot, your nephew and your brother-in-law? Whoa. Avraham Avinu, for so many years, stuck with this guy. He lost his nevuah. He put up with him. He taught him. Lot got wealthy because of Avraham Avinu. And then when he gives my madnafesh, he says, one second, you're ganav, you don't want to change? Atal lech lesdom. He says, I can't stick with you anymore. And yet Hashem's upset at him. You know why? Because the tvi'ah on the tzaddikim is so much that you have to be willing to lose your nevu'ah. You have to be willing to come out of your comfort level to be mekarev people. Your ahavat abriot has to be such like Aharon HaKohen. And that's why Hashem, the Midrash says, Hashem had a tvi'ah on Avraham Avinu. Shomei Abba Omer? Mashu mafchid. Rabotai, the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin Dar Tzaditet, the Gemara says that Timna, who ended up becoming a Pilegesh Le'Eliphaz, Who did she have? Who's her son? Amalek. Where did she come from? The Gemara says that she came first. She said, it's better for me to be a shifcha by in the house of Avraham Avinu than to be a princess. She was a princess in Seir. She left everything. She came to Avraham Avinu. He didn't want to convert her. Yitzhak Avinu didn't want to convert her. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to convert her. What did she say? Forget it. You know what? I might as well be a pilegesh to Eliphaz than to be a princess back at home. And from that came out Amalek. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? They shouldn't have pushed her away. We stay at them. Even, one second, you think Avraham Avinu had a problem converting people? No. Avraham Yveyed et HaNashim. Saddam Yveyed. If Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and their Batedin had a problem with being Megayed Ota, there must have been something there. But the Gemara is telling us that the worst enemy of Am Yisrael, Amalek, came from too much Rihuk. We find a similar Gemara, Masechet Sotah of Menzayim. The Gemara says that some of the greatest enemies of Am Yisrael came from too much Rihuk. Le'olam tehe yamin smol docha v'imim nekarevit. Push away Rasha when he deserves it, but what, at the same time, take him back. What happened to Gehazi? Right, the Gemara says that Elisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Elisha for pushing him away. He went to Damascus, him and his sons, and then he caused them to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and then the Gemara tells the story of Yeshua Notzri, the same thing with Yehoshua ben Perachiah, pushed him away too much, and then boom, as a result of him, how much Jewish blood throughout history has been spilled as a result of Yimach Shemo V'Yavitzko? How much? Tons and tons, right? Even more than Muslims. People don't realize. And you know what? Where did that come from? Too much Rihuk. At the end of the day, Mekarvan LaTorah means, even when it means going out of our comfort level, nevertheless, at the end of the day, person's Ahavat Yisrael has to be so strong that he's able to overcome that and exude kind of ooze ahava to the person, and that is something that people can connect to. Moshchim ba'avotot ha'ahava, bring them in, reel them in with bonds of love. That is the one and only tried and tested way, and that's why the Torah says Pinchas was no different. He needed to do what he needed to do, but this is the stock that he came from. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. Mutai, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, and כל טוב, משברך רבותינו הקדושים למצב יעקב משלום, הוא יברך את כל הקהל הקדוש הזה, גדלנו קטנים הם ונשאים בניהם תלמידיהם. וכל השם, מלכה דעלמה יברך את חום, יזכה את חום, וישמע בקנצל ותכון תתפלקון ותשזבו מכל צרה ועקתה, ובמילה דמר עם שעתכם ויגן בעדכם. ויפרוס סוכת שלמה עליכם, ויתה בינינו ובינכם, אהבה ואחווה, שלום ורעות, וסמלי אף שנאת חינם ביניכם, ישבור על גויים מהצברכים. ויקוים לכם מקרא שכתוב אדוני, לא תמיד עשיתם לכם ככם אלף פעמים, ולכם מקרא שדברכם, וכן יהי רצון, ונאמר אמן. שבת שלום to everybody. כל טוב.
הרב, יש
עשרה. תעשה קדיש, אתה. רבי חנן אמר קשה.